I'm Tom Amato, Inland Northwest News. An Amber Alert issued out of Spokane, 6-year-old Danica Packard was last seen in Spokane Valley City in a 2002 Burgundy Buick LeSabre, Washington license plate number 934YVS. Danica is a white female with brown hair and believed to be around 4 feet tall and weighing 55 pounds. She was last seen wearing blue jeans and a pink or purple top. She is believed to be in danger. The suspect, who is believed to have taken Danica, is Tracy A. Packard. She is a 35-year-old female with brown hair. She is 5 feet 6 inches tall and was last seen wearing blue jeans and a blue hoodie with white lettering. If you have any information, contact 509-227-6566 immediately. Pictures of the individuals can be found on our Inland Northwest News Facebook page. A man found dead inside a WSU fraternity this morning. According to Pullman Police Commander Chris Tennant, around 12:50 a.m., police responded to Pi Kappa Phi, where they found the unconscious student in his bedroom. Tennant says life-saving measures were performed, but he was pronounced dead at the scene. The county coroner was called in, and it was determined there were no signs of foul play. The case has been turned over to the coroner's office. Washington senior Senator Patty Murray faced her Republican challenger Chris Vance in a second debate this weekend. Vance, whose campaign has focused on ending gridlock in Washington, D.C., again accused Murray of putting partisan politics ahead of nation's interest.
And there was a moment in our last debate that I think sums up everything that's wrong with Washington, D.C. Senator Murray said she'd be willing to work with anyone to bring down our debt and save Social Security and Medicare, but then went on to rule out any options other than raising taxes and blamed the whole mess on the Republicans and George W. Bush.
The debate touched briefly on presidential politics. Murray said she thinks Hillary Clinton's emphasis on lowering the cost of education and on women's issues, particularly in the workplace, make her the better choice.
I know that she will work hard to lift up families around the country, and I'm proud to support her in that. And I'm also proud, as the grandmother of two young girls, to know that they will have a woman as a president of this country.
Vance is a never-Trumper. He said he doesn't owe Donald Trump his support just because Trump is running on a Republican Party ticket. For Inland Northwest News, I'm Tom Amato.